All right, Gino, you hear these guys out there saying cash is trash. Is that the case?
Jake, cash is king, my friend.
All right, more to come. Jake and Gino here, and today we are discussing how to manage the cash. Gang, we started out in 2011. We didn't have a blueprint for managing the cash. But at that time, the cash was all that mattered. We either had the cash or we didn't. And we really didn't care much about our software accounting or our accrual numbers. Again, the cash was there or it wasn't. So we built our businesses around managing the cash, not the accrual accounting or the property management software. And we're very pleased we started out this way. Our biggest KPI, our biggest key performance indicator is PPU. What does that stand for? Profit per unit. This is simply calculated by dividing the monthly profit by the number of units in the properties. Let me give you an example. Your property had a monthly cash draw. Monthly profit of $20,000 and has 100 units. Your PPU in this example would be $200 profit per unit for that month. Gang, it's a cash business, all right? I'm just kidding. But ultimately, we got the G-Daddy here. He's going to take a deeper dive into how we manage the cash and why it's so important. Jake, so Gino, Cash Master, enlighten us here.
Before I do that, I want to take everyone, especially you, down memory lane. And we're talking when I'm at the restaurant, you know, picture and imagine 1995, 2000, 2005. I live in the cash world, and cash is very hard to deal with because it's something where if you're not diligent and you don't put it aside, you spend it and then you don't have it. So for what I did back at the restaurant times is I would have a weekly budget. I'm talking about annualize it, then divide by 52 and figure out what that is. I would even estimate what my sales tax was. And every week I'd put that X amount of money into the bank or aside. So when sales tax is due at the end of the month, that money's there. You need to do that with every facet of your business. And for me, look at all of these subscriptions we have. LinkedIn, we have YouTube, we have Google, Bigger Pockets, Asana, Zoom, all of these. I annualize these and then I divide them by 52. And for us, I'll divide it by 12 and see what it is monthly. And I'll make sure that that's recurring every month. That's part of what I call the baseline. We have a baseline here where we want to have a monthly number where we have to keep in our bank account to make sure that that number doesn't go below where we draw. Now, Jake's talking about cash, and cash is so important. You have to manage the cash in your business. Accrual is great. You know, when we're buying properties on T12s, the vast majority of them are accrual. But what are you actually making? It's nice to get accrual, but is that money actually hitting the bank statement? Is it coming in? Are you collecting those rents? Are you selling those pizzas? Is that money coming into the bank account? It's really important. So for us, when we're looking at that, at our properties, you have the income coming in. Then you have any of your expenses. The way we calculate the baseline for a business.
Now, and it's all based on the bank statement at the end of every month. I just want everyone to be clear. Flag or the marker, the bank statement.
That's right.
At the end of every month.
And you're doing bank recs at the end of every month. You need to be doing the bank recs at the end of every month. Jake was talking about it. So you want to have mortgages, escrow for taxes and insurance, and then a cushion of 30%. So let's say that's your baseline. That's what you need to have in the bank at the end of the month. Anything above that in your checking account, you draw as profit. And if you do that consistently,
that's what we do.
And if you do that consistently, you will not get into trouble. You will have that baseline sitting there because I know what happens. You know, especially I like going back to the restaurant times because there's a lot of people listening to this who have small businesses. Sometimes it's feast or famine. There'd be some months. I remember Mother's Day was there. We're cranking. We made so much money. There's so much money flush there. But you know what? you make more money, you have more operating expenses, you have more food costs, you have more sales tax, you have more payroll tax. All that stuff is going to accumulate down into the future. So what I needed to do and what I do here with the Jake and Gino and with these properties, I estimate what I think it's going to be. That's why budgets are so important. Dial in what that baseline has to be. And then what you do is you have your income, your expenses, what your draw was from the previous month, and then calculate that. Then you have your baseline sitting there. So if your baseline is 10 grand and your property at the end of the month has $15,000 in that checking account, you're drawing that extra $5,000. So at the end of the month, you take out that 5 G's as profit and your baseline is 10 grand to just start the next month.
Yeah. And gang, again, this is what works for us. This is through trial and error. Just to reiterate what Gino said, we take our mortgage, our escrow for taxes and insurance, and then we add a 30% buffer on top of that, and that becomes our cash baseline. We will not go below that number. At the end of the month on the bank statement, if there's an excess of funds above that baseline, that is the owner draw or the profitability. And we've always managed it based on cash, not something in it for accrual or not something in our software system. It's always based on the cash. We can't write ourselves checks based on accrual. We need to make sure that the cash is in there. And I think it puts a lot more focus on the bank statements and what's going on in the bank account to make sure that there's no funny business going on. Because look, we've run into it before where we've had rogue team members start taking resident checks and writing them out to themselves, taking the places, trying to get them cashed. And, you know, so these things happen. And so it's very important to just not think everything's hunky-dory and to be looking at the cash very closely, because there can be rogue elements within your company and you have to keep an eye on it.
Jake, it's important what you're saying. What you're saying is to be proactive. I think the accrual, you're being reactive. I think with cash, with what we're doing, is we're being proactive and we're actually working with what we have. When, you know, the ability to be able to estimate and to budget is important. That's what's important in business, knowing what you think your expenses are going to be and be able to budget that money and put that money aside. And that's helped me tremendously with the Jake and Gino company, because some months are great, some months aren't so great, but I have to figure out, where's that baseline? I don't want to go below that baseline, because once that happens, you may get into trouble. And ironically enough, when we're at these live events, we're speaking and we talk about profit per unit and we talk about cash-based accounting, very few operators use this. Start thinking about adopting it. I mean, remember, Jake, we were at that last event. We're like, does anyone know what PPU is? Nobody knew what profit per unit was, because it's not sexy, because no one's really.
I think it's sexy. It's all I think about.
Yes, but most people don't think of it. I want you to start thinking about your business as being profitable, but also protecting your business and not drawing more than you have. You always want to have that cushion in the bank account. And I think that's what this allows you to do, to be proactive with that cash draw and having that baseline, being proactive in your business.
Yeah. And gang, this is a framework that we created based on our trials and tribulations. So if you don't mind, you know, down below, let us know what you're doing. Love to hear how you're managing the cash, any systems, because we can always learn and grow, and I'd love to hear from any of you out there in terms of how you are managing the cash in your multifamily business. And gang, as always, we believe in buying deals with the ability to hold for the long term. We think in decades. I'm Jake. He's the cash G-daddy over there, and we make it happen. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Jake.
Get involved in multifamily. This is where you need to be.
The team you've built is incredible.
There is no egos here. Everyone is always looking to help the other person.